Now, this brings us to the human part of the story. Obviously, the microbiomes in the USA aren't causing death, premature death, as frequently as in the zoo, but we have major risk of obesity, diabetes, a number of these other diseases. And this applies not just to people who have been living in the USA for many generations, but also to immigrants and refugees, who, for most immigrant and refugee groups, they arrive in the USA metabolically healthy. And then within a few years, they become just as high risk for obesity and diabetes as other Americans. And we discussed this issue with two groups that have been coming to the USA from Southeast Asia. The Hmong, who started coming in the mid-1970s as refugees from the Vietnam War and the US secret war in Laos, and the Karen, who have been coming more recently as refugees from Myanmar. So we've been working for a few years with these local communities and clinicians to study what happens to the Hmong and Karen microbiomes when people move from refugee camps and villages in Thailand to the USA. And what we've found is that when people come to the USA from these groups, they lose a large fraction of their microbiome, somewhere around 20%. And those who come to the USA and become obese lose about a third of their microbes.